Think on your feet for our Fast and Curious 5K, a one-of-a-kind race hosted by WBEZ and the Chicago Sun-Times on Saturday, July 27th at Humboldt Park. More info and early bird registration at WBEZ.org/events.
I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and this is Reset. Deep dish pizza, a hot dog with everything. Buckingham Fountain, the L. What could be more iconic, more Chicago? Well, how about Lakeshore Drive? Now, you've probably heard there's a proposal to rename part of Lakeshore Drive after Jean-Baptiste Pointe du Sable, a black man who was the first non-native person to settle in what's now Chicago. Aldermen supporting the measure say it's high time du Sable was honored properly, but the mayor has other ideas. We reached out to listeners to get their take on a possible rename of Lakeshore Drive, and we'll hear from them in a bit. But first, let's bring in Natalie Moore. She's a reporter with WBEZ's Race, Class, and Communities desk. Hi, Natalie.
Hey, Sasha.
So you put this question out to your followers on Twitter last week, and
yes.
There was a massive response.
Yeah, so big. Twitter sent me a note saying, do you want to mute your notification?
Really?
Yes.
So what were people saying? Was it sort of running the gamut there?
It really was running the gamut. And I would say that it also didn't line up necessarily along racial, age, or socioeconomic lines. There are people who said, sure, you can rename it, but I'm never going to call it that, just like I'm going to call Willis Tower Sears Tower.
Right, right.
There are others who say, renaming is key because, you know, we need to acknowledge our history. And there are others who said, Lakeshore Drive is so iconic, can't we find something else to name du Sable with?
Right.
There are comments about, what about his wife, who is Indigenous, and how do we reconcile the history of someone who settled here on land that was already Native?
Yeah, looking through it now, you know, a lot of people who responded to you, you're right, they didn't see this as a clear yes or no. People gave ideas for alternative ways to honor du Sable. Emily Jean says, rename Millennium Park, du Sable Park. Erica says, I'd rather State Street be named du Sable. And another person tweeted, it would be more just to rename Columbus Drive as du Sable Drive.
That came up a lot. You know, I understand the, you know, change is hard and what do you rename? I mean, Lakeshore Drive is very picturesque and it's not named after an individual. And so many people say we have a lot of names here that are problematic. Why don't we use du Sable to replace that? But like someone said, what about du Sable International Airport? Another suggestion that someone had was, why don't we rename the Riverwalk? And then the next day, that's when Mayor Lightfoot came up with her proposal to rename the Riverwalk instead.
So she was clearly looking at your Twitter feed.
Right. I'm like, was she? But someone else said that there are other cities that have Lakeshore Drive, including Buffalo and Traverse City. Mm-hmm. So that's what Ted said. Du Sable would be unique to Chicago.
Yeah, we have Lakeshore Boulevard in Toronto. But yes, Lakeshore is kind of all over North America. Now, this idea almost came up for a vote in city council last week, but that vote was delayed. What do we know about where aldermen stand on the issue?
Well, it didn't come up, which would make me think that there probably isn't enough support. You know, I think that the alderman who did introduce this is probably feeling a little offended right now. I think the other piece to this is, you know, there are people who feel like this is window dressing. Hmm. Is this what your plan is for Black Chicago? You know, I think that people can walk and chew gum. It doesn't have to be an either or. But at the same time, I understand in this year of so-called racial reckoning, there is a lot of low-hanging fruit that people are throwing out to make themselves feel good. But I do understand as well that there isn't anything prominent named after du Sable in this city.
Let's hear from a caller. Val is joining us from Hyde Park. Hi, Val. Welcome to Reset.
Thank you.
So what are your thoughts?
My thoughts are it would be doing him, DuSable, a disservice to change the name of Lakeshore Drive in his honor, because no one is going to call it DuSable Drive, just like Willis Tower is still called Sears Tower, or anytime any of the sports arenas or fields get renamed, people always call them by the original name. So in the end, this isn't going to give him any of the recognition he deserves, because no one's going to use the name, that everyone's going to call it Lakeshore Drive.
Thanks for calling in, Val.
I hear that argument a lot.
Yeah.
I think that younger people who are born after this will have a different view. Now, granted, I call it Sears Tower. I call it Comiskey Park. I still call the airport in D.C. National. I don't call it Ronald Reagan. But
right.
The more time passes, the more people will adapt. And then we'll be the old fogies who are still calling things by the old names.
Yeah, and I'm super curious about how you felt about it, Natalie, because you are a lifelong Chicagoan, and you're someone who has also studied and written about the inequities in this city and in this region.
I do think that having some acknowledgement of DuSable is important, and I think taking a problematic name to replace with, or something that is vague, like the Riverwalk, would do more justice. I don't know that Lakeshore Drive is the right street or thoroughfare to do that.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's hear from Brian. He's been holding. He's calling from Rogers Park. Hi, Brian. Welcome to Reset.
Oh, hi. Thank you. I support the renaming of Lakeshore Drive to DuSable Drive, but I kind of think it's not going to happen. As an alternative, I'd like to see Trump Tower renamed DuSable Tower.
Interesting. That's one I haven't heard. That's one I haven't heard before, Brian. Thank you for
Me
calling
either.
In. Let's just go right to Douglas, who's waiting on the line from Printer's Row. Hey, Douglas, what are your thoughts here?
Hello. It will always be Lakeshore Drive, and I'm not even from here, but that's what it will always be, just like Sears Tower is. However, I do think we do need to honor DuSable, and I think we could take care of two problems by naming Columbus Drive DuSable Drive.
Yeah, that's one that seems to be coming up quite a bit. Right, Natalie?
Yeah, I haven't seen a lot of discord about DuSable honoring him. It's more a matter of how should it be done versus whether it should be done.
Yeah. And you talked about the mayor earlier. She is dead set against renaming Lakeshore Drive. What exactly is she saying that she wants instead?
She has said finish DuSable Park, rename the Riverwalk after him, and also do some sort of DuSable festival.
Now, and this project, it would cost a lot of money. It would cost an estimated $2.5 million. So some people, Natalie, they're asking, why is this a priority right now, especially given that it's not free or cheap or even easy to do?
Yeah, $2.5 million, I mean, it's a lot of money to people like me and you.
Right.
is it a lot of money in the city budget? You know, there's a lot of road work that is done in the city. And if it were another street, would we have the same pushback? I don't know.
Now, people on Twitter, once you put this question out, Natalie, I thought this was interesting. There were responses along these lines. People said, why rename it at all? How about creating more affordable housing for the South and West sides? What do you think about that?
Of course, there needs to be more affordable housing, and I would argue the North side probably needs it more than the South and West side. You know, I get that argument, but we also saw the renaming of Congress to Ida B. Wells Drive, and I don't know that I would have said with that, oh, why are we renaming that? We should have affordable housing. I think that it's important for this country, for the city, for Chicago to think about who it's honoring, who it's not honoring, and the different names. I mean, this is unrelated, but the monuments in Chicago are an issue right now, and there is a task force that is looking at these memorials around the city from individuals that, you know, endorse slavery, that endorse genocide. So I think when you start renaming for people who had an impact, that that's important. Like, when you come to the city, who has it decided that it wants to honor? So, you know, renaming Congress for, you know, the Freedom Crusader journalist anti-lynching Ida B. Wells, I think is great. I don't think that it has to be either or. Affordable housing remains an issue, and I don't think it's necessarily fair to say, mm-hmm. well, why should we name Ida B. Wells? Like, want to be careful, I think, of false equivalencies.
Mm-hmm. A lot of folks say, you know, it's way overdue. This is long overdue. It's high time that DuSable get his flowers, get its praise. But with all this debate that it's stirring up, could this be a case, you think, of, like, you know, too little too late honoring him? Or is it never too late?
I don't think it's too late. When we think about what's named after DuSable, there's a high school on the South Side. There's a Museum of African History on the South Side. There's the bridge along Michigan Avenue, which is why perhaps the Riverwalk could be a good, you know, segue to that bridge. And there's the harbor. But I've also heard people say, oh, I didn't know that many things were named after him. And not to take away from those things, but they are very specific and in communities and not something that the entire city sees or knows about.
Mm-hmm. Let's hear now from Sam, who's calling from the South Side. Hi, Sam. Welcome to Reset.
Hi. It's a pleasure to be here. I just wanted to say 100% that I support Duval Drive as replacing Lakeshore, especially since the fact that the main argument that they're having is that, oh, we'll just refer to it as like we do with the Sears Tower, but I don't refer to the Sears Tower, and I've lived here my whole life. I refer to it as the Willis Tower because it bought it and it changed.
So if Lakeshore Drive changed to DuSable Drive, you would go ahead and embrace the name change, is what you're saying, Sam?
100%. 100%. I don't know what the big deal is. I mean, Chicagoans are kind of stubborn, but we have a way of getting used to things once they change. It's just we're stubborn in the beginning because we don't like change.
Well, that's interesting to hear from a native. Thank you so much for sharing that perspective, Sam. I want to hear now from David, who's calling from West Ridge. Hi, David. What do you think about all of this?
I never changed the name. DuSable left the area in 1800. That's 3 years before Fort Dearborn was built. That's before it was burned, by the way. And 30-some years before Chicago was incorporated. DuSable has several other things named after him. And why fix something that's not broken? There's a harbor named after him. The park would be a nice thing. I would support the park. I don't care about the Riverwalk. But why do politicians spend money without asking other people outside their own groups what to do? So I would say never change the name.
Thank you, David. Appreciate your call. We should point out as well that the name change, if it was approved, it would only apply to the outer drive, right? So if you have a Lakeshore Drive address, your address wouldn't change, which I can understand, but that's kind of confusing.
Yeah, it's confusing, and that is the argument. Well, you wouldn't have to change the addresses, but that might even be less reason for people to call it the new name if it's not changing any addresses. And to be clear, someone tweeted this, oh, we do honorary street names all the time. This is not an honorary street name.
Right. Scrolling through some more of your messages on Twitter, there was this particular stretch that I found quite funny. No, leave Lakeshore Drive alone. Yes. No, exclamation point. F no, exclamation point. No, absolutely yes. Yes. And rename Western Avenue for Barack Obama.
Yeah.
There's a handful of buildings east of the drive that might need to change their addresses, though. Fourth Ward Alderman Sophia King, who supports this measure, she said, quote, I think DuSable Drive may bring marketing opportunities and set us aside as a true world-class city that celebrates diversity. What do you think about that?
You know, I think that anyone can make that argument for whatever is renamed. I think that would apply to Lakeshore Drive as well as a number of other streets or locales in the city.
How soon would all of this take place anyway?
I don't know, because they can't even get a vote.
Because they can't even get a vote.
I don't know if that has been laid out yet. But Alderman David Moore, who's the 17th Ward, who has really been pushing this, said last week that he was trying to find a third alder to join him and Sophia King for a special city council meeting, or wait until June 23rd to do the up-down vote on the renaming ordinance. You know, I don't have a sense of how many alders are in support of that, it seems like whatever you want to propose to change, that you're going to need a broader coalition and council to do that.
Let's hear from Suzanne in Lincoln Park. Hi, welcome to Reset.
Hi, I wanted to say that perhaps it should be Wacker Drive, which is along the Riverwalk, because that's where DuSable had his house. It was right there with Fort Dearborn, and it would be keeping with the early history of our city.
Yeah, that's a great suggestion there, Suzanne. That's first I've heard that one. Thank you for calling in. Appreciate your weighing in here. Natalie, before we go, get out your crystal ball. Do you have any predictions? Get it out. What's going to happen?
Someone said Wacker Drive also. You know, my sense is that there isn't going to be enough support to rename Lakeshore Drive. But I do think that something will get named after him.
Something will happen.
Something will happen, yeah.
Change is afoot. That's WBEZ's Natalie Moore. Natalie, thank you so much for fielding these calls with us on what is obviously a hot button issue here in Chicago.
Who knew? Well, thanks for having me, Sasha.
Take care. And that's today's Reset from Lakeshore Drive to Aurora. And from the Wisconsin border to Kankakee, we've got Chicagoland covered with great daily conversations around the stories and subjects that matter to you most. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. Thanks for listening. We'll meet again tomorrow.
At a time when information continues to come at us faster and faster, sometimes you need to hit pause. And rewind. NPR's Throughline takes you back in time to the source of the news stories filling your feed. Find NPR's Throughline wherever you get your podcasts.